T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, one of the great guys in our business now, and one of the great players when he was with the Indians and the Red Sox and everybody else he was with, Ellis Burks. Hi, Ellis.
What's happening, Ellis?
How you guys doing? How you doing, Jeff, Dan?
Glad we're doing well, on, man. Thank you very much. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
As a guy who could hit for power and yet hit for average, which is not an easy thing to do, what do you think about what has happened with the Guardians this year, a team that's not hitting for much power, Ellis, but is kind of circumventing the current system in Major League Baseball and putting the ball in play and trying to win maybe the old-fashioned way?
Okay, first of all, let me just congratulate the Guardians on a great job that they did the whole year. Terry Francona, who's my manager of the year, you know, he and his staff did an outstanding job. And, of course, it starts with the players, you know, who did a great job this year. They're the ones that are in the trenches, grinding it out daily. But I tell you what, for a team not to have much power, this is a team that gets on base. They don't strike out a lot. They put the ball in play, and that starts at the top of that lineup with Stephen Kwong. I mean, this kid, along with Rosario, they are the table setters for that organization.
So, Ellis, the big thing, we just talked to Chris Valleca, the Guardians hitting coach, a little bit ago, and the big thing that we really we're looking at is this team's ability to hit the ball to all fields. How hard is that to do as a hitter, and is it something that you think we may see more of moving forward in the majors?
Well, you know, I hope so. You know, once the shifts are banned, I think players are going to start going back to what they are comfortable with, and that's hitting the ball where it's pitched. And I think this organization, the Guardians, do that very well. I've got a chance to see them up close quite a bit this season, and I was telling you about the top of that lineup. You know, they don't strike out. They spray the ball all over the field, and that's hard to defend, you know, as the opposing team coming in trying to defend different styles of hitters. You can't guard that. You just have to play straight up, and hopefully the ball is hit right at you, because these guys are going to put the ball in play.
Ellis, the way that the team has been hitting the baseball this year, and as you talked about, putting the ball in play and you know, taking the extra base, doing things maybe the old-fashioned way, is that a recipe that is a good playoff recipe? Or is the lack of power something that might hurt them a lot in the postseason?
No, I don't think a lack of power is going to hurt them, because, like I said, you have those table setters. As long as you get on base, you're putting pressure on the defense, and that's exactly what this team does. I mean, if you look at their record after the All-Star game, I mean, it's up there with the top in the league. And that goes to show you this team, they came together right after the break and start playing phenomenal baseball. And, you know, you don't have to have home run hitters, because, you know, people are always talking about analytics, you know, home runs, this and that, launch angle. No, these guys are old school players putting the ball in play and, you know, putting pressure on the defense. You're talking about from the top of the lineup all the way down to the bottom, guys that are like little pests up there. They don't they are, man. They get up there and they work and grind the pitching staff of the opposing teams. And you're talking about in the middle of the game, you're looking at the opposing team pitcher, starting pitcher, with 70, 80 pitches already. So that's definitely putting pressure on them. And I think that's going to be the recipe for success in the postseason. And then, of course, you're talking about the starting pitching. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll ask you then. What do you think of this starting pitching, starting with Shane Bieber, going into Tristan McKenzie, and a little Cal Quantrill in there as well? You think that's something that's going to be a menace in the playoffs?
I tell you what, in a short series, those three guys, I take my chances on them. I mean, Tristan McKenzie, you know, here's a kid, you know, that didn't let anything affect him on the mound. You know, he has that certain swagger on the mound. You could tell he wants the ball. He comes right at you with that curveball, slider, changeup. And I tell you, that curveball 12-6, that's nasty. And Shane Bieber, of course, we know what he could do. You know, former Cy Young Award winner. He's gonna, you know, make the guys, you know, work up there. He's gonna pitch around contact. I mean, he's not gonna get up there and give up big runs all the time. He knows how to pitch, and that's one guy you can trust. And of course, you're talking about Cal Quantrill. Man, this young kid, he's come in. I mean, and when I say Cal Quantrill, you talk about the trades that the Guardians have made in the past. All their trades seem to have hit and hit big. And that's a good thing. When you make trades like that, you expect those guys to come in and contribute. And, of course, they all have.
Ellis, I got to ask you a nerdy hitting question. You see Tristan McKenzie's 12-6 curveball. I know you saw Daryl Kyle every so often when you were playing over in the NL. How do you hit that 12-6 curve? Like, do you just pray that it's a ball?
Yeah, that's one of the toughest pitches to hit because, you know, when you're talking about coming out of a pitcher's hand and coming from that angle, top to bottom, that's one of the toughest pitches to hit. I can see a slurve, you know, that three-quarter slurve. I can pick that up and track it to the corner, to the outside of the plate. But that 12-6 is coming straight down. That's one of the toughest pitches to hit other than a nice split finger.
Ellis Burks is joining us, former Indians outfielder, former Giant, Rocky, Red Sox, a guy who had power throughout his career. So I bet you enjoyed watching a couple of guys this year. And I want to ask you about both of them. First of all, what Aaron Judge is doing in New York with the Yankees. In Ellis, a year when you turned down triple figures of millions of dollars and then go out and do what he's doing this year. I mean, he's 18 home runs above everybody else in Major League Baseball. What has impressed you most about Aaron Judge?
I tell you what, just like you said, you turned down $285 million over a six-year deal. That is incredible. You know, and he's betting on himself, first of all. And for a guy to, you know, not take that contract, bet on himself, and to succeed, man, he's a point away from a triple crown, possibly. When you do something like that on the national stage in New York, you're doing something. I'm very impressed by that.
And Albert Pujols, at the age of, what, 73, has now hit 700 home runs. And Ellis, he looked done a couple of years ago. And here he's figured it out in 21 homers in like 330 at-bats. What about Pujols at this point in his life doing what he's done this year?
Well, it's all about location. I mean, he was out there in Anaheim, and, you know, toward the end of his career, he wasn't playing on a daily basis. You know, they trade him to the Dodgers, well, release him. The Dodgers pick him up. He did, you know, well with the Dodgers, kind of regenerated his career right there. But all of a sudden, he goes back to his home, I would say home, in St. Louis, where, you know, you have some of the familiar faces that he's used to being around, the fan base. I tell you what, this year was amazing. And for him to be at 700 home runs and do it against his former team, the Dodgers, that's incredible. And I tell you what, I'm sure Dave Roberts told his pitching staff, look, go right at him. Do not try to, you know, finesse here and then. Go right at him. See what he's got. And he proved it. He still has it.
Ellis, how important is what with Pujols? And I mean, we have it here with Jose Ramirez, who looked around and basically was like, hey, I love Cleveland. I'm staying right here. Here, agent, go make this work with the front office because I'm not going anywhere. How important is location for a hitter and those kind of guys to help get them comfortable? And how important is that level of comfort?
Well, when you're talking about a guy like Jose Ramirez, who's come up in the Guardians organization, he's very familiar with all the players, the coaching staff, you know, everything like that. The city of Cleveland, they've treated him well, treated his family well. Of course he's comfortable with that. So obviously he's going to tell his agent, hey, let's get this job done. Whatever it takes, I'll take less to stay here where I'm comfortable, where my family is, opposed to going. You know, everyone is not out chasing the money. You know, some people feel comfortable being where they are, And, of course, he was, and I'm so happy that he chose to stay in Cleveland because it shows a lot about the organization and how they're treating players, and I hope other players get that and come to Cleveland and play.
Ellis Burks joining us, former Indians outfielder, now a broadcaster with the Boston Red Sox, a team that had a tough year, but you saw the Yankees up close, you saw Toronto up close, Tampa Bay is still in this thing right now, Ellis, the Guardians, the Astros, Mariners perhaps.
Yep.
What, if you're the Guardians, are you thinking you have to do to surprise people in the postseason, as if you haven't surprised them enough already?
Well, I wouldn't change a thing. You know, they've had a lot of success this season playing the way they have played throughout the year, and I would take that same approach going into the postseason. Of course, you're going to narrow it down to three pitchers for the short series and then expand to four maybe, depending on how many days rest for the long seven-game series. But no, you have that formula. You don't want to change a thing. You keep the players doing exactly what they've been doing the entire time because you're the team that surprised everyone in the postseason, well, during the regular season anyway. So why can't you do that in the postseason? Of course, that's a totally different element postseason. Anything can happen, but I'll take my chances right now because the Guardians are playing well, but they aren't, you know how sometimes you reach that window where you play to that peak? No, I don't think they've gotten to that peak as of yet.
Ellis Burks, former Guardian, bounced around the league a little bit as well. Played with
former Indian.
Oh yeah, you're right. Former.
Ellis never played for the Guardians.
It's just so burnt in my brain now, Ellis. Like I'm so afraid to screw it up that that's just like I've eliminated it. You know.
Hey, I tell you one thing. One thing I'm so impressed about this club is not only, of course, the hitters. I'm always, you know, talking about hitting the hitters, of course, but the starting rotation, but the bullpen. How about that?
Yeah.
That's right where I was going to go, Ellis, because I asked you the nerdy 12-6 curveball question. How do you hit an 101-mile-an-hour cutter?
Dude, you just pray, like you said, and hopefully he's off that day and throwing balls, because there's no chance you're going to hit a 101-mile-an-hour cutter. You know, and then he's got some nasty other pitches to go with that. So, Clase, you know, he is one of those elite-type pitches. If he's on, you know, you're talking about your starting rotation going 5 to 6 innings solid, okay? And then you got that bridge to Class A. You're talking, man, that's nasty. Whenever you can have guys like that, you're talking, what's the one kid's name? Karinchak. You got Stephen, Sandlin, Hinges. Man, I'm like, wow. And the thing about it, they throw strikes. That's what you expect out of a bullpen. You don't want the guys coming in throwing balls and getting in trouble, putting the guys on in late in the game. These guys are throwing strikes and being very effective. And I tell you what, that's all you can expect and want as a manager. So Francona, Terry, he's in a good place right now.
Ellis, we know you're working with the Red Sox. We also know you have a soft spot in your heart for the Guardians in Northeast Ohio. So we won't tell anybody you're rooting for the Guardians during the postseason, okay?
Man, I don't care who you tell.
Ellis Burks, rooting for the Guardians in the postseason. You heard it here first.
Darn right.
Ellis, thanks, right, buddy.
Let's do this again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ellis Burks, former Indians outfielder, guy who had a fantastic major league career and was really terrific in a short period of time as a member of the Indians, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.